What's going on, everybody? American Football Network here with another video today. And today we're bringing you our Washington Commanders mock draft. But before we get started, make sure you guys like and subscribe. Comment those thoughts and opinions down below. Help me reach our goal of 1,250 subs by the end of February. I think right now we're exactly 25 away, as long as that hasn't moved too much since the last time I looked. I think that's where we're sitting at, somewhere around in there. So help us get that. I mean, we're only 5 days into February as I'm recording this video. It'll come out on the 7th. So, make sure you guys go ahead and subscribe and help us hit that goal. Also, check out the description where you'll find links to our podcast, our website, our shop, our Patreon page, Venmo. You'll also find some of our friends down there at the very bottom of the description. Make sure you check out the Football Expert. A lot of mock drafts over there for him as well. Check out Sorgi Stories. A lot of good content over there on their channel. Also, check out the Fun Football Podcast. Just put out a video on Monday with him, our first round mock draft, and also did a Super Bowl preview prediction over on his show. Put that video out on Tuesday. Same with Shots from the Sideline. Check him out as well. He was on with that Super Bowl preview prediction. Great guys over there. They do a lot of good work. And check out probably our biggest fan over here on American Football Network, been with us since the beginning, a good friend of the show, Scotty B. the Baylor King. Go check him out. All kinds of college content, college sports content over there. But let's go ahead and jump in with the video. So the Commanders, they're going to have the second pick of the draft. A lot of talk that they could potentially trade up to number one for Caleb Williams. I'm not doing any trades in this draft yet. We'll do trades. I'm planning on doing three mock drafts for each team in the NFL from now until draft time. Already did the Packers. With Washington, I think that they are going to go quarterback. I could see them potentially trading up for Caleb Williams, but I'm not sure that they do. And since we're doing no trades in this one, I'm going with Jaden Daniels, the quarterback from LSU. I think this guy, has a pretty elite arm. He's got good accuracy, good decision-making. And he's very versatile, can get out and run a lot, doesn't really have a whole lot of injury history either. I mean, he got a concussion from Dallas Turner this past year, but that's about it. Played great, the Heisman Trophy winner. And I think Daniels is going to be a good quarterback in the NFL. I think that that he's another guy that could come in and really, really run this Cliff Kingsbury offense pretty decently. I think that he would be a good QB in that system. So I'm going with Jaden Daniels here at number two for the Commanders. And let's see here. There we go. Not loaded. So our next pick is going to be the 36th pick. Probably going to be looking for a linebacker here on this one. See who's available for that. Again, not doing trades. As we look here, let's go to defense and check out. And actually, 36, if this dude's still available, I'm going with Jackson Powers Johnson. This dude is a beast on the offensive line. Now, he's listed as a center here on Pro Football Network, but he's a guy that can play center or guard. I think that that would be a good pickup here for Washington to get a guard. And the next pick will be 40. But I think that that'll be a good pickup for them. I think the dude's just an absolute beast. I think that he's a guy that you can't miss out on. I think that after the combine, especially in his pro day and stuff, I think that he's a guy that's going to jump up and end up being a guy who goes in the top, in the top, I guess, first round. I don't really want to put a number per se on that, but he's going to go pretty high up there. So now I'm looking at these linebackers here. And I know Pro Football Network has him a little bit farther down at 85, but this is the guy that I absolutely love. I'm going with Peyton Wilson here at 40 for the Commanders. I think after combine and any tests and all that stuff, dude's going to be a beast. He's going to jump up boards. I think he goes in the second round. And he's just a guy who is, he's very versatile, can do a lot of things for you. Just an elite player, an experienced guy. Now, there is the injury question that kind of looms with him a little bit, but I think that he's a guy that could really come in and just be a stud for you. Again, a guy that I would be on the lookout for, and certainly regardless of the team that you are, cheering for and are a fan of. He's a guy that you want on your team. You know, he had just a great career with NC State in college. He's a guy who can drop back into coverage. You can get after the passer. He can step up and stop the run. I mean, again, the guy just does – he just does it all. Just an elite linebacker. Again, I think he goes somewhere in the middle second round. I think that's about where he'll go. Obviously, he's a little bit farther down right now from what some teams or from what some big boards have. But I think that he's a guy that'll move up in this one. So now on to pick number, let's see here, 67. So at pick 67 here for Washington, I'm really debating. I don't know what I want to do here because I could see them taking a running back. You know, I think that that's a possible route that they go here. I could also see them go an edge rusher. You know, they just traded Chase Young this past year to the 49ers. They could potentially grab an edge rusher. I'm not really sure what they do there. I don't think they go interior defensive line. So these top two guys right here on the board with Rook and Chris Jenkins, I don't think Washington goes with them here. Although as a Clemson fan, it would be cool to see Rook and KJ Henry up there on that same defensive line together in Washington. But I don't think the Commanders are going to go that route with it. And again, I'm really debating on running back. Let me in the draft this year, if it weren't for the injury, because you know he tore his ACL towards the end of the season. So I don't really know if he's gonna be. I don't really know if he's gonna be available to really come in I think he's gonna miss a lot of the summer stuff. So that could really hurt. And they still have Brian Robinson Jr. He hasn't been a great running back. I feel like if you get – you know what, I'm going to take Jonathan Brooks here because, like I said, even though he's going to miss probably a lot of the offseason stuff, you have Brian Robinson Jr. who hasn't been great but hasn't been bad. And I feel like Brooks is a good guy to replace Gibson with without having to pay him. I feel like he comes in and he plays – he's going to play really well for you whenever he does get healthy and gets adjusted into the offense and stuff. So I like Brooks there. I think he's a very good running back and would love to see them pick him up. Next up, we have pick number 100. And with this 100th pick here, man, I probably should have skipped on the I probably should have went Solomon at the last pick. That's who I was hoping to get here at 100 and could have took Braylon Allen here. But let's go take a look at the edge rushers and see what we got available. Xavier Thomas still on the board. The Washington edge rusher Zion Tupeloa Fatui, I think is how you say that, is still available up here on the board. Let's see what offensive receivers they have available here, because I might go receiver here. Jamari Thrash, a good receiver. I like him. A big fan of Javon Baker, but I think this is a little high for him. Let's take a look here and see who's available for him. They don't need an interior guy. They got Jonathan Allen. They got De'Ron Payne, they got John Ridgeway, so interior guy isn't really it. You know what? I'm gonna take him. I think it's a little bit higher than where I would have him, but I'm gonna take him here. I'm gonna go Xavier Thomas from Clemson at pick number 100 to Washington. I feel like they need an edge rusher. I feel like I would have him a little bit higher than 175 where PFN has him at. I think that you know he's gonna test really, really well. Had a good week at the Shrine Bowl, I believe, is where he was at. Had a good week there. So I think that he's a guy who's going to be, you know, very solid edge rusher for you, especially, you know, considering you're going to need a guy to replace Chase Young. Right now you got James Smith Williams and Casey Tuhill. Not bad, but again, nowhere near where you want to be with that. You know, so I think that that's an area that they need to address for sure. Next up, I have a guy I have my eye on, but I want to check who's available at corner for them right now. I feel like you can get some of these guys a little bit later in the draft. I feel like it'd be a reach for some of them. So I'm going to go with Jaheim Bell, the tight end out of Florida State. I know Washington has Logan Thomas, but in this Cliff Kingsbury offense, you're going to need a tight end who's a little bit more versatile. And I think that Bell is just that guy. I think he's just a very versatile tight end. He can block, and he's kind of gets out in space, looks similar to a wide receiver. We saw at South Carolina and a little bit at Florida State, use him out of the backfield even a little bit. So I think that he gives you a lot of options. You can do a lot of things with him. I would love to pick up there for Washington if that's where they go there with Jaheim Bell. So next up at 137, let me go take a look over here at the defense and see what corners we got available, see if I want to take any of them as we go in here. And, yeah, just the guy that I was hoping would be up here, Daquan Hardy from Penn State. I think he's a solid cornerback. I think he's a guy, you know, you're losing Kendall Fuller. He'll be a free agent now. We'll see if they end up re-signing him. I mean, I think it's possible. Definitely not out of the equation as he is, but he is up as a potential free agent. So we'll see if they sign him there. And even if they don't sign him back, I really think Hardy is a good guy to pick up here for Washington. I think that he's going to need a year or two to develop, but once he does, he's going to come out and he's going to be a very strong, good, good, solid cornerback player and prospect for you. So now with pick number 180 here for Washington, let's see if my guy's still there. No, where'd he go? Who got him? Let's see here. Who got him? How far after my pick did he last? He didn't last too much longer right there. Went 158, Javon Baker. Good pickup there for the Bills. As Baker, I mean, he's just he's a great talent. He's a great talent there. As next up is we got pick number 180, and I want to go receiver here. I feel like Tavs Washington could be a solid pickup, but I don't know if he's better than a nice Smith. I like Smith. I like his talent. I like his body. I think that he's a guy that can go up and get you some 50-50 balls. I think that he's a little bit of a different play style than what the Commanders have at receiver right now. I feel like McLaurin and Jahan Dotson are similar play style type guys. And I think that getting a bigger guy at receiver, a little taller guy, a 50-50 ball type guy, but still got some speed, is going to be big for this Cliff Kingsbury offense and the system that he wants to run. And now with pick number 219 here for Washington, I'm going to come over here and take a peek at the kickers. I think Joshua Cardi's a good kicker because, Joey Sly, obviously a guy I don't think they should re-sign, but he's going to be a free agent losing him. I think they probably address that need somewhere in free agency. But you look here at who's left available. I'm trying to look. There's not a whole lot that you still got available. Just trying to go through and see who I like here. See who I like here that's still available. I like Evan Williams at safety. He's solid, but not a guy I would say that you just, not a must pick guy. Not really anything there. I'll go with Evan Williams. I think that he's probably the best talent still available on the board and the guy that fits a team need the most. I think Williams, he could be a solid backup safety for you in the league. Maybe even get some starting reps on a team, that doesn't want to pay a whole lot of money for a cornerback. For a safety, I feel like it isn't a bad pickup to pick him. I think that he can be, again, a solid guy there. But you know, I think that it's I think that it would be a good pick there for Washington. I think that Evan Williams can be a good safety for him, and a guy that, you know, obviously he'll have to develop for some years, but a guy that can give you solid quality playing time, especially coming in as a seventh round pick. I mean, there's just not a whole lot you can do in the seventh round. Anyways, although we say that, we got a Mr. Irrelevant playing in the Super Bowl in a week. So, you know, maybe the seventh round isn't as bad as it's portrayed as. But again, Evan Williams, a solid pickup, but there's not a whole lot you're going to get out of that round. So, little recap on the draft. Pick number two, we got Jaden Daniels, quarterback from LSU. Pick number 36, got Jackson Powers Johnson, the guard slash center from Oregon. Pick 40 went Peyton Wilson, linebacker, NC State. 67, Jonathan Brooks, running back from Texas. At pick 100, Xavier Thomas, edge out of Clemson. At 102, tight end from Florida State, Jaheim Bell. At 137, Daquan Hardy, cornerback from Penn State. At 180, Anaiah Smith, wide receiver from Texas A&M. And 219, we went Evan Williams, the safety from Oregon. So that's going to wrap up today's video. Make sure you guys like and subscribe. Comment those thoughts and opinions down below. Let me know what you have for us. Also, give us some team suggestions down in the comments. Let us know which teams. We don't have really a set order here, so let me know which teams that you guys want me to do, and I'll make sure I get to those the earliest before I get to some of the other just random teams. So go ahead and tell me which team you want. We appreciate all of you guys watching, and we will see you tomorrow. Should have another mock draft coming out then.